It is a pleasure and privilege, as always, to welcome our retired Brigadier General, Doug Odie Slocum, former Air Wing Commander for the 127th Fighter Group at Selfridge Air National Guard Base. General, always a pleasure, sir.
It is always great to talk with you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Give me your take on the fact that we are preparing to intercept more ships transporting Venezuelan oil following the seizure of a tanker this week, as this is increasing pressure on the Venezuelan president, Maduro, who I just can't imagine will be here for that much longer. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, when I hear the news bites, a lot of times my thought is that, you know, there's a lot of history of what's gone on in Venezuela that's led to where we are today. You know, when you think of the fact that he led or does lead a cartel, and he is indicted on drug trafficking, human trafficking charges, and a lot of other things here in the United States, and has a $50 million bounty on his head. He's not the recognized elected leader of Venezuela. You know, two election cycles where he just declared himself the winner. So we're not talking about what most people would even refer to as a legitimate government here. And what is the money being used for? What, you know, the drugs that are being run, et cetera. It's quite a dilemma that we're having to deal with a nasty neighbor in the South at this point.
It really is quite the dilemma that it's going to be coming to a head, no question about it. I support the president in all of these various activities because guys like Maduro and others have gotten away with murder, and I mean literally murder, and we just don't think that that should happen. And we have a president who doesn't believe that should happen either, and instead of just talking about it, he's doing something about it, and I think that's excellent. I really do. And would you tell me if you thought he didn't have a sound military ground to stand on?
Well, I mean, obviously the objective is clear to me. You know, the idea about striking the boats and people talking about are they legal strikes and not, you get into a lot of legal nitinoid type of things with it, you know, very particular points through the lawyers and all. But in reality, it is valid. The military lawyers have verified that. And, you know, the overall objective, you know, nobody wants killing. But the fact is, you already mentioned it. There's been murder that's been going on at behest of the head of this government. And I hope that we're able to put up pressure without it turning into an open conflict. That would be the ideal, as we turn up the pressure in such a way that the people of Venezuela rise up or that this dictator flees.
Don't let me forget, and these things happen in the pressure of time here, if you can remember to not let me forget, retired Brigadier General Doug Odie Slocum, former Air Wing Commander for the 127th Fighter Group at Selfridge Air National Guard Base, your take or thoughts on the Democrats who went to the trouble of creating a video to make our fighting men and women in uniform even second guess or feel like they might be following illegal orders. I want to get to that in a minute, but it's more important at this moment that a compromised draft of the annual defense policy bill released late Sunday maintains authorization to spend $14 million for infrastructure upgrades at Selfridge ahead of the arrival of the two new airframes, the F-15EX fighters and the KC-46 tankers. I am assuming that you greet that news with open arms.
Well, absolutely. It's basically making a plan that's been in place. It's empowering a plan that's been in place for a long time. You know, through the Adjutant General, through the National Guard, the plan to extend Selfridge's runway to the north, which helps with the safety footprint, the noise footprint, and it's important for the vital long-term success of Selfridge, and just improvements to the runways and taxiways that helps the wing be more efficient. And that's about a $124 million project. So these are basically down payments to a needed investment in the infrastructure of Michigan's hometown air base.
Yeah, it is. It's excellent. It means we're moving in the right direction. It doesn't cover it all, as you point out, General. It is a fabulous down payment and shows that their minds are in the right place on all of this. Let me ask you, if you were actively now the general and you had all of your people that report to you, and all of a sudden you see a video on camera that's getting all kinds of attention of these Democrat lawmakers basically telling your soldiers that they don't have to do anything illegal and they shouldn't follow any illegal orders. How would you respond and react to that? Would you ignore it? Would you have said something to your troops or what?
Boy, that is actually a very difficult question, the way that you phrased it there, because, you know, what they say, don't follow an illegal order, that is factually true.
But and they've already sworn to that.
Who's sworn to? Oh, yes, the oath. You bet. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But the insinuation then is that there are going to be or there are now illegal orders. That's where I think it really muddies the water a lot in the minds of the individuals that are serving in our military right now. So from my perspective, I don't think it does us a lot of good to bring that level of doubt, because we do also take an oath to follow the orders of the President of the United States, to follow the Constitution. You know, what is an illegal order? And there's not a lot of folks who would be able to even articulate that, much less understand it in any particular situation. In today's world, especially when it comes to lethal decisions, those are vetted through a very long chain of decision makers, and that risk is accepted way higher in the, up in the food chain of the chain of command of the military, not down most of the time at a level where I think that this video is aimed.
You know, it's interesting, I must tell you, General Doug Odie Slocum, when they were attacking the administration for the second tap, the double tap, if you will, the second missile at the boat carrying drugs, because there were two survivors and they went through the second hit. My feeling is they should just do two hits every time, then they won't have to worry about any survivors and have to go through all this again, but that's another story. I was stunned to hear the number of military lawyers who were involved in that decision. I never even think of that, but I guess that's the way of life right now.
Well, and that's kind of what I was alluding to with my discussion about where the risk and all is accepted with all this, because the lawyers don't seem to have an issue with it at all. It was very clear in their mind. And what we hear happened versus what really happened, I think, once again, what you hear in the news isn't always the case, and it certainly has been two different sides of that story.
Always a pleasure, sir. Thank you so much for your continued service to this great country of ours. If there's ever anything we can do for you, never hesitate to ask.
Always great to talk with you. Have a wonderful weekend.
You do the same. Retired Brigadier General Doug Odie Slocum, former Air Wing Commander for the 127th Fighter Group at Selfridge Air National Guard Base. He did a great job when he was there in charge. He still does a great job. And we appreciate him joining us here with Paul W. Smith in Focus on WJR at 128.